The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And starting out with some specific entertainment news today, after four postponements because of COVID, country music superstar Garth Brooks has set another date for a concert at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. The event will be held July 16th with a 7 o'clock show. This is Brooks's first concert at Bank of America Stadium, and it's been 24 years since Garth last appeared in Charlotte. All tickets are priced at $94.95, and only 8 tickets will be allowed per purchase. Again, Garth Brooks performing at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, July 16th. The fake German heiress who bilked victims out of more than $200,000 is facing deportation. The Manhattan DA says Anna Sorokin was found guilty of stealing from banks and friends while scamming her way into New York society. The 31-year-old called herself Anna Delvey and claimed she had a $60 million trust fund. She served just under 4 years for her conviction, and when released, she was grabbed by agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE. Sorokin's case drew a lot of attention following a 2018 article in New York Magazine, a Netflix series that started streaming last month called Inventing Anna, is based on that magazine article. Well, the Rolling Stones are going back out on tour this summer, but it's just in Europe. The tour is a total of 14 shows, and it's the 60 tour in celebration of the group's 60th anniversary. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood played the U.S. last year with the No Filter tour. All right, let's check out the comedy clubs. Goodnight Comedy Club is where we're going to start. Okay, Thursday through Saturday, March 24th through the 26th, Jamie Lisso, an actor and comedian. Jamie is best known for his role in the current Netflix original series, Real Bob, alongside Saturday Night Live alum Rob Schneider. Thursday through Saturday, March 31st through April 2nd, DeRay Davis, a multifaceted comedic force who's conquered everything from the stage to the big screen. Davis first made a name for himself in the stand-up world, winning Comedy Central's Laugh Riots competition and appearing in the Cedric the Entertainer Festival. Thursday through Saturday, March 31st through April 2nd, Kellen Erskine. Kellen has appeared on Conan, Jimmy Kimmel Live, NBC's America's Got Talent, and the Amazon original series Inside Jokes. He has garnered over 30 million views with his clips on Dry Bar Comedy. Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, Earthquake. Known lovingly by his fans as Quake, has been dishing out unique delivery and bankable common sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Mixing observational and improvisational comedy in his shows, Quake's humor has secured a place in the hearts of comedy lovers from across every race, culture, and social status. Friday, April 8th, it's Matt White. Matt's comedy journey began at East Carolina University. Dreams of becoming a comedic actor led him to join an improv troupe, Later, he founded a stand-up comedy organization which branched off campus and became the hub of the local stand-up comedy scene. Winner of North Carolina's Funniest in 2020, Carolina's Funniest Comic 2013, and Port City's Top Comic in 2012. Saturday, April 9th, it's Brent Blakeney. With a high school background in theater, Brent has spent the last decade touring the country and perfecting his craft. Brent has been seen in clubs and colleges across this nation, and he's the winner of Kenan Thompson's nationwide Road to New York City contest. Monday, April 11th at Goodnight, Stone Cold and the Jackal. Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson are best known as Jason Morgan and Damian Spinelli from ABC's soap opera General Hospital. Fans have loved their unique friendship on screen, but their real-life dynamic is perhaps even more entertaining. Then coming up also in April, Thursday through Saturday, April 14th through the 16th, Shane Gillis. April 14th, Mike Mello. April 15th, Ryan Irwin. April 16th, Mark Brady. April 21st through the 23rd, J.R. DeGuzman. And April 22nd, Justin Scranton. And, of course, as always, there's this special note. All shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Switching to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Thursday through Sunday, March 24th through the 27th, Damon Wayans with his Servin' Jokes Tour. Wayans is most fondly remembered for his three seasons as writer and co-star on the Emmy Award-winning series In Living Color. There he created sketch characters like Homie the Clown, Handyman, and the outrageously gay film critic Blaine from Men on Film. Movie credits? The Last Boy Scout and Major Payne, and he starred as Roger Murtaugh in the TV series Lethal Weapon. Thursday through Saturday, March 31st through April 2nd, Corey Holcomb. Corey hit his first open mic in 1992 when Adele Givens called him to the stage. He was a smashing success and has been a full-time comedian ever since. Thursday through Saturday, April 7th through the 9th at Raleigh Improv, Steve Byrne. Steve has established himself as one of the most reliable and versatile stand-up comedians working over the course of his 20-plus career. He's appeared on Jimmy Kimmel, Conan twice, The Late Late Show four times, and The Tonight Show 10 times. He also had a short-lived TV series, Sullivan and Son, which ran for three seasons on TBS. Sunday, April 10th, Pinky Patel, Hello, My Friends Tour. Originally from Illinois, Pinky is a PTA mom turned creator, comedian, and personality with a fan base of over 5 million. Friday and Saturday, April 15 and 16, Janelle James. Janelle stars in the scene-stealing role of Ava in the currently airing ABC series Abbott Elementary. Her latest half-hour stand-up special will be featured in the upcoming season of Netflix's The Stand-Ups. Thursday, April 21st, Dave Rubin, Don't Burn This Country, a talk show host, comedian, and TV personality. He's the host of The Rubin Report, a talk show about big ideas and free speech, heralded for its politically incorrect and honest approach to discussing complex issues and current events. The show is a top political YouTube channel. Also coming up in April at Raleigh Improv, April 22nd through the 24th, the Plastic Cup Boys. April 28th through the 30th, Paul Rodriguez. And again, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Okay, let's check the lineup at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, April 2nd, Tacos and Taps. Wednesday, April 6th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, the Joss Sellers Jazz Series. Wednesday, April 13th, the Mint Julep Jazz Band. Friday, April 15th, Tribute to Legends with Marcus Allen's Let's Go Crazy Show, the music of Prince. Also, What's Going On, the music of Marvin Gaye featuring Marcel Anderson. Saturday, April 16th, Tribute to Legends with Bee Gees Now, the music of the Bee Gees. Also, The Stranger featuring Mike Santoro, which is a Billy Joel tribute. Wednesday, April 20th, Al Strong Quintet. Saturday, April 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Wednesday, April 27th, Stanley Baird Group, again, with Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. April 23rd, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Tuesday, May 17th, Kiss. Friday, May 20th, Foo Fighters. Saturday, May 21st, Tim McGraw and Russell Dickerson. Tuesday, May 24th, The Lumineers and Camp. Friday, June 3rd, Morgan Whalen. And Friday, June 10th, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin, The Kingdom Tour. Saturday, June 11th, The Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Thursday, April 21st, Little Dirk. Friday, April 22nd, My Morning Jacket. Thursday, April 28th, Nine Inch Nails. Saturday, May 7th, AJR. Tuesday, May 10th, The Offspring, Let the Bad Times Roll Tour with special guest Radke. There's a new outdoor music festival to look forward to, That Music Fest. That's the name of it, That Music Fest. It features 2 days of live music and 12 headlining bands, more than 20 artists. It's planned for June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The festival is being presented by That Station, an award-winning Americana radio station owned by WRAL parent company, Capital Broadcasting. The festival sets itself apart from most events by featuring all nationally touring bands that are from or reside in North Carolina. All right, Raleigh Little Theater. Through March 27th, it's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook, and there is a sensory-friendly performance that's scheduled for April 2nd. June 3rd through the 19th, it's In the Heights. This musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood, a place where the coffee from the corner bodega is light and sweet, the windows are always open, and the breeze carries the rhythm of three generations of music. And then the start of the 2022 and 23 season, we've got July 22nd through the 31st, Xanadu, August 12th through the 25th, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, September 16th through October 2nd, Pride and Prejudice, October 22nd through the 30th, The Surprising Story of the Three Little Pigs, and then December 2nd through the 18th, it is Cinderella. The second half of the season includes Blood Wedding, a folk tragedy, Fancy Nancy, the musical, My Wonderful Birthday Suit, and Hands on a Hard Body. That's the Raleigh Little Theater schedule. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Cary. Their music, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series continues Saturday, April 9th with Ian Sherwood. He's a guitarist, saxophonist, songwriter, and a voice that won him a Canadian Folk Music Award. Ian Sherwood is a born storyteller and a constant creator. Friday, May 6th, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone, an intimate portrayal of the legendary artist. The performance gives its audiences insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to people of color. Also coming up in Cary, Sunday, April 10th, the Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally. That's from 12:30 to 5. Saturday, April 23rd, Children's Day Festival. The event focuses on the importance of the next generation, our children, with the intent of helping them develop an appreciation for the colorful mosaic of cultures in our area. Saturday, April 30th, it's the Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Also on Saturday, April 30th, Cary Earth Day. Sunday, May 1st, Herb Fest. Saturday, May 7th, Ritmo Latino Festival. Saturday, May 21st, Wheels on Academy. And there are some performances at the Page, formerly the Starlight Concert Series. This is at the Page Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Friday, May 6th, Sabor y Cultura, Peru. That's at 6:30. Friday, June 17th, Beach Music Party. Friday, July 29th, Celebration of Bluegrass. Friday, August 5th, Jam Rock. And there's another season of Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park, one Friday a month. The Bond Park Boathouse hosts musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. April 1st, the music is To Die For. May 6th, it's Ed Stevenson. June 3rd, E.G. Peters. July 1st, Curry Clayton. August 5th, Garland Mason. September 2nd, Paige King Johnson. And October 7th, Jake Potter. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Friday through Sunday, April 1st through the 3rd, Carolina Children's Theater presents Peter Pan Jr. Peter and his mischievous fairy sidekick, Tinkerbell, visit the nursery of the Darling Children late one night and, with a sprinkle of pixie dust, begin a magical journey across the stars that none of them will ever forget. Performances Friday at 7, Saturday 2 and 7, and Sunday 2 and 7:30. Then on Saturday, April 9th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the Holly Springs Community Band. At the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Saturday, March 26th, the Art of Jazz and One Night Art Exhibition. Sunday, March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman. That's at 3. May 13th through the 15th and May 20th through the 22nd, Dilemmas with Dinner, a comedy drama presented by the Peak Ensemble Players. Saturday, June 4th, 11th Annual Apex Latino Arts and Culinary Festival. Saturday, June 11th, Apex Pride Festival, 10 to 7. Saturday, June 18th, Juneteenth Festival. The Senior Showcase, scheduled for February, has been rescheduled for Saturday and Sunday, July 16th and 17th, performances at 3 each day. And then this fall, Saturday, September 19th, Peak Fest, 2022. All right, at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Thursday, April 7th, Words Unspoken. Help celebrate National Poetry Month with an intimate evening of poetry readings from some of the most influential writers, poets, educators, and speakers in the Triangle. Then Friday, April 29th, Willie Bradley. Bold, edgy, yet simultaneously charming and beautiful, well describes the music of artist, trumpeter Willie Bradley. Considered a go-to musician for many of soul music greats, his music has made the Smooth Jazz Billboard charts and has been added to smooth jazz radio stations like Pandora, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Okay, the Clayton Center. Saturday, March 26, Susan Werner. Susan composes skillful songs that effortlessly slide between folk, jazz, and pop. Show is at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 8th, Lori Morgan. Rolling Stone calls Morgan one of country music's most versatile talents of the past three decades. Saturday, April 9th, An Evening with Sean of the South. Sean Dietrich shares his humorous and heartfelt stories of the common man and everyday life. The show is at 7. Thursday, April 28th, Paul Thorne. Paul has created an innovative and impressive career. He pleases crowds with his muscular brand of roots music, bluesy, rocking, and thoroughly Southern American, yet also speaks universal truths. Among those who value originality, inspiration, eccentricity, and character, the story of Paul Thorne is already familiar. That's at 8 o'clock. Then Friday, April 29th, at the Clayton Center, Henry Cho, an American stand-up comedian whose work can be heard nationwide several times weekly on XM Radio's Channel 151, Laugh USA, Sirius Radio's Blue Collar Radio Channel 103, and Pandora Radio's PG Comedy Radio Channel. Henry is notable for being one of the only Asian acts to appear regularly at the Grand Ole Opry. All right, Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock. Unless noted. Thursday, March 24th, it's the Lorelei Ensemble, esteemed for their full-bodied and radiant sound. That from the New York Times. Lorelei brings an eclectic and refreshing program, fusing music from the Italian Renaissance and Baroque and the 21st century. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, March 26, Chompy Quartet. American composer Christopher Theophanidis found inspiration in a 12th century Sufi allegorical poem for his 2018 Conference of the Birds, a work that combines music and poetry. Sunday, March 27th, Imani Wins, A Women's Perspective. For more than two decades, this New York City-based and Grammy Award-nominated wind quintet has brought diversity, virtuosity, and vision to classical music. Baldwin Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, March 29th, Phil Cook at the Nelson Music Room. And closing out March on Thursday, March 31st, Les Filles de l'Égalité. The artists hail from a secluded Tuareg village composed of nomadic families in the Sahara Desert in central Niger. Okay, Carolina Performing Arts, Thursday, March 24th, The Spark with Tift Merritt featuring Marcella Murray, David Newman, and Ty Blow of Advanced Beginner Group. Accomplished artists and creators, each in their own right, the artists have joined forces to create a vital new performance work, Primer for an Impossible Conversation. Tuesday, March 29th, Martha Graham Dance Company, Human and Nature. For nearly 100 years, the dance company has helped define modern dance. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, April 6th, Voices of Mississippi, featuring the North Mississippi All-Stars. That's at Memorial Hall at 7:30. This is a new multimedia experience and concert event celebrating the music, people, and art of the Southern blues, gospel, and storytelling traditions. Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th, Culture Mill with Tommy Noonan and Muriel Elizon. Eclipse, knowledge is only a rumor until it lives in the bones. So goes a proverb of Asaro tribe of Papua New Guinea. This event aims to create a ritual practice in which a larger public is invited to temporarily eclipse the power projected by our public spaces. Thursday, April 14th, another edition of The Spark with Tiff Merritt, this one featuring Helga Davis. Often described as a vocalist and performance artist, Helga sees her work as a mirror for people. "I live in many fields," she says, "of saying yes. Yes, I will work on that film. Yes, I will curate this conversation. Yes, I will write a song." Thursday, May 26th, also The Spark with Tiff Merritt. This time, John Grisham. Originally a criminal attorney, John was inspired to write what he experienced in court. "I seriously doubt I would ever have written the first story had I not been a lawyer," Grisham says. "I never dreamed of being a writer. I wrote only after witnessing a trial. Now a number one New York Times best-selling author, Grisham is perhaps best known for his works, The Pelican Brief, The Client, and A Time to Kill." And, of course, as with all of the Spark with Tiff Merritt, this is a virtual event. Again, that's all from Carolina Performing Arts. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.